G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014. We're just about to jump into to the action for round 21, but be remiss of me not to bring up last week, mate. Just a bit of a battle.
Thanks for that. 0-5, it wasn't my finest. Not least because it also involved betting on my own team, who promptly got rolled.
Mate, get all the bad ones out of the way and we'll finish strong.
Indeed. We kick things off on Friday night at the Docklands Etihad Stadium for Carlton and Geelong. The Blues getting about 3 goals start, total points line in the high 180s.
Carlton have been in surprisingly good form. With all the rubbish that's been spoken about them this year and whether or not Mick Malthouse is up to it, they've their last probably six to eight weeks, it's been just about as good as anybody's. So probably my first feel in this one is to take the points. Obviously Geelong are a top two contender and play really, really good footy, but they can get opened up a little bit. And, you know, whilst they do have some strong key defensive players in Lonergan and obviously Taylor and those guys, Jared Waite's been in some pretty good form and Levi Casbolt's been a really good target for them up forward. The loss of Henderson, though, that third key target, is just enough to keep me out of this one. So I'm just going to sit this one out.
I was headed down a similar line to you. Last four games between these sides, all won by Geelong, but all won by 16 points or less. So the 18.5 looks pretty generous. Going to play the over, though. Last five between these teams, one of them finished in the 180s and four of them cracked 200, including the last start. Eddie had decent chance, even with Henderson out, that these sides will open up a bit, especially Carlton, who haven't got much to lose, showing a bit of endeavour at the moment. Pretty happy to take the over. Saturday afternoon, we're at the SCG for Sydney against St Kilda. Swans laying a bit over 10 goals, total points line in the mid-170s.
Yeah, not too interested in the line on this one. 10 goals is just too much. You never know what can happen. I think Freo started 10 goal favourites against St Kilda not long ago. Yep. Rolled, but I actually do like the over in this game. Sydney, SCG, small ground, plenty of run through the middle of the ground. Lance Franklin's 200th game. I reckon they'll try and feed him, and I think he might have a real big day. So. Yeah, I think they'll be, not sure exactly how many St Kilda will contribute to the total, but I think there'll be plenty of points scored in this one.
No bet for me, just that, at the point you made before about the big lines, just too much junk time in the fourth quarter to be really too trustworthy here. A couple of decent trends towards the over for Sydney and day matches, but St Kilda have got a couple to the under that kind of negates that. If I had to play, I'd be playing the over, but pretty easy lay down from my perspective. The other Saturday afternoon game is up at the Gold Coast, Metricon Stadium for the Suns against the Power. Suns getting about 3 goals start, total points line, low to mid 170s.
Yeah, I, as much as, you know, Gold Coast have sort of made Metricon a bit of a fortress over the last couple of years, they just look really, really tired at the moment. Port Adelaide, whilst they haven't been in the best of form, few mitigating circumstances for that, but their effort and their form last week was really, really, really promising. And with, you know, probably top four out of, well, just about out of reach for them, I think, realistically, but top six is a big big one for them.
The home final in the first week.
Exactly right. And I think they'll put the Suns to the sword up there this week. They play well everywhere. Port Adelaide, they just play that style of hard running football. So conditions won't worry them too much, I don't think. And I think they'll win this one pretty easy.
Yep. I was leaning to Port at the minus, but just enough to stay out laying 3 goals in the road. Very happy to be playing the over though. Gold Coast, really strong trend, the over in day matches. Port, a bit of a trend that way, albeit not as strong. Not too often you'll get a low 170s line for a day game, even with the Suns a bit out of form and Port kicking a lot more points than goals in recent times. I think that's a bit of a spoil. Probably a goal or two light of where it needs to be, and happy to play the over. Twilight game on Saturday, we're back at the Docklands for Essendon and West Coast. Bombers laying about a goal and a half, total points line, high 170s.
This was amazing to me, to be honest. I mean, Essendon, yes, they've been in relatively good form, but they were atrocious last week. Absolutely atrocious. West Coast, conversely, have been playing some really, really good football. I think that the outcome of this game probably determines which of these sides play in September. And I think West Coast have just got more going from it at the moment. They've got their forward line really humming. Joe Watson possibly back for Essendon, but you'd have to think he'll be short of a run. Head-to-head with Pritis, I'm not sure that he's a better footballer to begin with. So very happy to take the points in this game.
Yeah, I couldn't find a bet here. I can't bet against the Bombers. Certainly no interest in the minus after the last couple of weeks. It's all really gone to shit since James Hurd rocked back up. You can just piss
irony.
Off back to France for a while.
Already involved in that. See you, mate.
A little bit too much correlation for my liking. Eagles, yeah, the Eagles have been terrific the last couple of weeks. Enough to be pretty scary here. No bet for me. Saturday night, we're at the MCG for Collingwood and Brisbane. Magpies laying about 6 goals. Total points line high, 160s.
Yeah, not a great deal to get interested in this one. 2 weeks ago, I would have jumped all over 6-goal start in this setup. Collingwood haven't done anything more to impress me, especially after last week, but Brisbane got paddled as well. So probably the only really play in this one, I think, is probably taking the points. Just two sides out of form, could go close, but yeah, very easy walk away, I think.
Yeah, likewise for me. Nothing much to add. Pies have got the head-to-head record in recent times, but so they should with a 6-goal start. The other Saturday night game is at the Adelaide Oval for the Crows and Richmond. Crows laying about 2.5 goals, total points line around the 180 mark.
Again, I think both teams are in pretty good form. Adelaide were really good last week, a level beat against not much opposition, and Richmond did a job against a quality side in Essendon. So probably, I feel this one might even be just a little bit too wide. Probably yep. Richmond deserves to be a little bit tighter on the line, but look, anything could happen over in South Australia, get that crowd up and running. Wouldn't surprise me to see Adelaide win by 10 goals either, just quietly. So again, pretty easy one to lay down.
Yeah, I was a bit the same. I came up with this line being a little bit too long, but then I remembered it's Richmond and under no circumstances should I trust them.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that. We moved on to Sunday afternoon and we're at the Docklands again for North Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs. North laying about 3 goals, total points line around the mid-180s.
Bulldogs were really good. Really good in getting across along the weekend. Some of their younger players, particularly really like the way Stringer's gone about it. He's kicked, I think, 4 bags of 5 plus yep. this year now. Gives them a real focal target up there, albeit not a strong, powerful, contested mark, but presents really hard. And they do win enough football through the middle of the ground for those hard lead-up forwards to have an impact. North Melbourne, though, they're just box and dice. You never know what you're going to get with those blokes. So, I'm not going to put my hard end on it.
I'm patiently waiting for the next game where North get about 3 goals start as underdogs in Victoria, and I'll be betting them then. Until that happens, I won't be getting involved in North Melbourne games. They shut me down a couple of times as small underdogs, the useless bastards. You back them when they're getting points. They're not getting points here. This is an easy lay down. Speaking of easy lay downs, Melbourne and GWS at the MCG on Sunday, Arvo. D's laying about 2 goals, total points line high 160s.
I look really, really hard trying to find a bet in this game. I think as much as we tend to want to walk away from the games with two shit clubs, I think they're probably the ones that have represented the most value consistently over the course of the year. Just because you never actually really know what's going to happen. And that being said, it is a punt to go either way. And when you've got two teams, GWS have put the queue in the rack. They're injury list with blokes with season written next to their name is about 35 long at the minute. Melbourne can't score, but can they against GWS? Who knows? All four options are in play, so that's usually a good indicator of a walk away.
Yeah. Nothing at all exciting here. Nothing jumped out. This was a really, really easy walk away. One that won't be is the game that concludes Sunday's action. So it's a twilight game Eastern time, but it's 2:40 start in Perth for Fremantle and Hawthorn at Subi. Dockers laying about 5.5, total points line around the mid to high 160s.
Definitely the game of the round. Certainly be watching it. You've got to like Hawthorn as underdogs in any situation at the moment. They've proven over the last 10 weeks that even with big injuries, that they can get the job done.
Remember when they opened underdogs against Freo in Melbourne? How good was that?
That was pretty cool. That said, though, what's really got them through that period has been their forward structure. With Gunston out and now Roughhead out suspended, and what a load of shit that was, I'm just not sure that they can generate enough scores, but in a Fremantle aren't a high scoring team either. So I actually do like the under in this game. I do like the under, but 166, there's just not a lot of room there. If both sides possibly can get a bit of a roll on, and you'd think Fremantle will probably have to play a bit more attacking if they want to get past the Hawks. I didn't have a bet in this game when I first sat down, but the more I've been thinking about it, I'm just going to take the points and cheer on the Hawkies.
I'm taking the points. The big thing for me here is the head-to-head record. So since Ross Lyon's gone across to the Dockers, he's played the Hawks four times. He's lost all four, three of them by 7 goals or more. Hawks own Freo. And even with a bit of forward line structure, they get cut up through the middle. For whatever reason, the Ross Lyon zones don't work against Hawthorn. They find ways to penetrate through. I'm delighted to take the points here.
Beautiful.
So that leaves me with three for the week. I've got the overs in the Carlton Geelong game. I've got the over in the Gold Coast Port Adelaide game. And I've got Hawks at the plus to wrap things up.
Four for me. Hopefully we can break a 50-50 this week and get a bit of a profit. But
I'd settle for something that doesn't have a zero in the first column. Jesus.
Overs in the Sydney St Kilda game, Port Adelaide at the minus, and then West Coast and the Hawks at the plus.
Good luck and good punting, folks.